Welcome to episode 489 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Donna and George, and we're welcoming Anna back again. Yay!
Yay, Anna!
All right, so this week we are switching things up. We were trying to think of a fun game we could play similar to our Two Truths and a Lie series to help educate our listeners and spark some inspiration for new bucket list destinations. And so Would You Rather Travel Edition was born. And I'm going to be giving my friends two different options to choose from, and hopefully it will get you thinking as well about where in the world you'd like to visit. So let's get started. All right. I didn't put Pittsburgh in here, just so y'all know.
Well, but you had to mention it.
I had to mention
right?
it. All right. So I'm going to throw these things out to you guys, and then we can discuss what you would rather do, and then you can tell me why or why not. So I guess what I'll do is read the question, and then I'll call on you guys. So would you rather stay in a luxury cabin in the woods, very secluded, when a Bigfoot convention is in town, or spend the night in a hotel that's rumored to be haunted? Anna, what would you rather do? Bigfoot convention or haunted hotel?
I think I'm going to have to go Bigfoot convention because I can shut and lock my door and stay secluded and be all by myself.
I don't know. Maybe
that sounds really nice. I don't know. You got me at cabin in the woods.
Like luxury
secluded.
Cabin?
If it's a luxury cabin.
Okay.
That sounds pretty nice.
So you're not scared of Bigfoot.
No, I'll lock the door. He's fine. It's fine.
What about you, George?
Yeah, I'm definitely a luxury cabin. I've always wanted to build a log home. So, yeah, staying in something like that would be right up my alley.
Nice. All right, Donna?
Okay, I'm going to be the odd man out. So I would love the luxury cabin, but I don't want people traipsing over my windows. You know, because then it's not really secluded if it's a Bigfoot convention, because you know, they're going to be out in the woods looking for Bigfoot. So
That's true.
If I'm going to have people staring in my windows anyway, I might as well stay in a haunted hotel, because I would absolutely love to stay in like the Stanley Hotel. That would be amazing.
That's my husband. He would totally. He's all into the haunted stuff. So, yeah, that would be. Yeah.
See, no, I don't think I'd go during like Halloween where it's like super busy and super crowded and mm-hmm. and super expensive.
Like the veil between the two worlds is very thin.
Yeah, no. I'd go some other time just to go, cuz you know, I'm a cheap bastard.
All right. So, yeah, my husband would do either one of these, to be honest. He's kind of my inspiration for this question. But,
What about you, Sandy? Which one would you pick?
Oh, I think I would do the cabin in the woods, because even though I'm not really like one to believe in ghosts or be scared of ghosts, I still kind of think maybe there would be ghosts.
Kind of weird jam like, a little bit.
Or like evil juju or something, you know? And I'm just not that worried about Bigfoot. So that's probably where I'd be. Yeah.
Well, he's supposed to be a vegetarian anyway, so you know.
Well, he's also, according to my husband, he's interdimensional. He could go between dimensions, so yeah, that's why they can never see. Okay. Anyway. So you talk about these conventions that like, yeah, the boys in my family would go to a convention like that. All right. So this one is just straight up a travel question. Would you rather take a Caribbean cruise that visits several islands, but just for like that day, or would you rather fly to one destination and stay there for an entire week? So George, you've done both. Which would you rather do?
Yeah. It's funny. I used to think that cruises are what you went on to decide where you wanted to go for a week. But I've never gone anywhere I've ever stopped. So I guess that didn't work out. So I'm more of a fly there, stay there for a week, come home.
Okay. Donna, how about you?
Oh, I'm all about the land. Yeah.
Yeah?
I'd much rather go someplace and really explore an area rather than have just a couple hours, you know, on a cruise stop. Besides, I also get motion sickness, even though, you know, I specialize in cruises and I sell a lot of cruises and I go on a lot of cruises.
Yeah, and you do like the what do? The where they poke you?
Oh yeah, I go get acupuncture before I get on a cruise ship. So if I don't have to mess with that, then you know what, that's even better.
Okay.
Does it work?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Well, acupuncture is one of those things, you know, it doesn't work for everybody, but you should try it, because if it does work, it works really well. It's like chiropractic. I can't do that one, but I can do acupuncture and it works very, very well.
Good all to right. know.
Anna, land vacation or cruise?
I'm going to say cruise. I like unpacking once and getting to visit multiple destinations, even though it might not be for a super long period of time. I do enjoy it.
I'm with you. I am a cruise. I don't know. I mean, I like everything, but mm-hmm. I find myself cruising a lot. I keep going back to it. I really love the easiness of it. I think it's really
cool. I do too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too.
All right. Now we're going to go to Ireland. And I want you guys to think about if you would rather do a guided tour that's going to take you to castles and pubs and plan everything for you, or if you want to get in the car and drive with a very loose outline, but ultimately you decide where you want to stop. So Donna, let's go to you this time.
Oh, I'm doing the guided tour.
Yeah?
Because you know what? Driving on the wrong side of the road scares the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, and you got to make sure you get like a automatic car, you know.
Oh, I can drive a stick. I know how to drive.
Can you drive it on the wrong side of the road with the wrong hand?
Oh, it's with the wrong hand. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't do it with the wrong hand. I can drive a stick shift, but I couldn't do it with the other hand.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Yeah, no, I that would scare me. So, no, I if I'm in the UK, somebody else is going to do the driving.
I don't even like my daughter driving when she first gets home from the UK, because even though she doesn't drive when she's there, she's used to riding on the wrong side of the road. And I'm like, eh, well, we wait a week before you start driving. But, all right, Anna, what would you rather do?
if I'm with my husband, I would totally rent a car and he would do the driving and we would totally explore and do all of that ourselves. I think that would be really fun. And I trust he's one of those that can go someplace one time and just, he's really good with directions and
good sense of direction.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think that would be really fun to rent a car and just explore on our own. Yeah. I would love that.
And it's not big either. Like you can get from one side of Ireland to the other in 4 hours. And
yeah,
that's like
absolutely
going to the mountains. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, George, what would you rather do?
This is the first one I've kind of been torn between, and I've actually been thinking about doing a Scotland UK tour, and I can't decide, because on one hand, it'd be great if everything was planned out for me, but then I'd hate if it was something I was really interested in, didn't have enough time to go see it because the bus was leaving.
Well, that's the best thing, George, is that you could do a private driver, and then they do all the driving, and you get to do what you want to do and how you want to do it.
Yeah, but
George,
that wasn't – shoot.
Okay, well, George, my parents went to Scotland over the summer, and they rented a car. They had scheduled tours, like things that they did, but then they had the freedom of the rental car where they could – go and do some things on their own. So that was a really nice mix. So I would consider doing something like that, where you could have some scheduled tours of things that you want to do, but then you have the rental car to do your own thing as well.
On the wrong side of the road.
On the wrong side of the road. Not with a stick shift.
Yeah.
And they really liked that.
From Sandy's options, I guess I would take... I don't want to just do it willy-nilly and show up and look for a hotel in a city. That would be awful. The planner would kill me.
Well, it's a loose outline. You could have a loose outline.
Yeah.
In your hotels. But
no, yeah. I'm not that. Yeah. No, I'd do the guided one, I guess.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same. I think at least for my first time, I'd want someone else to just be in charge of everything. It's nice.
Yeah.
And you don't have to think. Yeah. Even though I've been over there a few times now, but I haven't been to Ireland, but I've been to the UK. All right. So we're going to Disney World, you guys. Would you rather go on one of the busiest days of the year, like Christmas or Easter, but all your expenses are paid and you're in a deluxe resort, but you only get 2 lightning lanes per park? Or you can visit during the slower season, but you're only allowed to ride attractions that an infant could experience.
Oh, what?
So no thrill rides. Yeah. I know you were all about it for a minute there, Anna.
I know. I really knew what my answer was going to be until you got me with rides that only an infant can ride.
Well, that's one of the things about Disney, that infants can actually ride stuff.
But they can't ride Tower of Terror, and they can't ride Tron. And
no, they can't. So what's it going to be? I mean, you'd be in a deluxe resort.
I think I'm going to have to take the deluxe resort and be able to ride what I want to ride. And yeah, just I'll just have to suck it up with the crowds.
All right.
Yeah. I think that's my answer. That's my final answer.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me where we're staying during the slower season.
Oh,
you're staying at All-Star Sports.
Yeah, All-Star Pop.
Yeah. Damn, well, if that's the case, see, that was the clincher. So I've been there during Christmas. I've been there during Easter. I've been there during, like, 4th of July. And, mm-hmm, yeah, you get, yeah, I mean, you get 5 rides. That's it for the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you get 2 lightning lanes, well, then you get, you know, oh, hey, we get 7. You know.
You can always get into Hall of Presidents.
There was still a line even for the Hall of Presidents.
Ooh, that's busy.
Yes. So, but yeah, staying in a deluxe resort, being right there, you know, like at the Polynesian or the Contemporary or the Grand Floridian, where you're basically right there. And you get to get in early.
And you get to stay late.
And you get to stay late, yes. So, yeah, I think I'd have to go with that one. Although, you know, I prefer the slower season. And honestly, I don't mind doing the slower rides.
Yeah.
Those are okay with me.
How about you, George? What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm definitely doing the infant rides because that's my thing. My 2 favorite rides at Magic Kingdom are the People Mover and, now I'm drawing a blank.
Small World?
No, Carousel of Progress.
Oh, Carousel.
I love Carousel of Progress.
I go on that every time.
My husband's favorite is People Mover.
Yeah, I love that too.
Love People Mover. Yep.
I went through there once, and they had shut down Space Mountain, and they had all the lights on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen that too. That's crazy.
And it was very interesting to see the roller coaster, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I would do. I think I probably would rather just ride baby rides and not deal with crowds. Even though I do think it's kind of always crowded now. I mean, it seems like it's...
Hey, but you got to stay at All-Star.
I've stayed at All-Star before. I'd stay there. I mean, actually, I'm getting ready to go. I'm staying at a moderate resort. But for me, it's the Epcot festivals that are the big thing for me. And babies hang out and all that stuff. So, and there's, you know, Christmas is a good time of year, but there's other stuff. I mean, food and wine is the most wonderful time of the year.
There you go.
That's when I'm going. All right. Okay. Here's another kind of quirky one where I throw a curveball at you. Would you rather have an all expenses paid European river cruise on the river of your choice, but you have to take the family member who annoys you the most?
Oh, crap.
Or do a European ocean cruise of your choice, but you have to share the cabin with 3 other adults, and we're going to call this a regular size balcony. All right, Donna, which would you rather do?
Well, seeing as how my daughter is 5'6", even though she's 13, but she's still 5'6", and my son is 18 and 6 feet, I wouldn't mind sharing. If I have to share a cabin with them, I could do it. But yeah, I don't want to be with the most annoying person. I'd rather be with people that I like.
You can't tune out the annoying person.
You can, but you know, they're still in the room with you.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true. All right, George, which one are you taking?
I do the ocean cruise with the three other people. I mean, yeah. I've done four once. It wasn't great, but it wasn't awful. I couldn't. Okay. If I took the annoying family member, there'd only be one of us coming home.
I feel like y'all know exactly who the annoying family member is.
I've got it.
All right. So, Anna, are you taking the annoying family
member? I am not taking the annoying family member. No.
Not even for a river cruise?
Nope. Nope. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm gonna take the other three and we're going to suck it up.
I should have put y'all in an inside cabin.
You know what? I could do that too.
Yeah.
Because they're my kids, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
well, what if? Okay. Yeah. But it doesn't actually say your family. It says three other adults. So it could be like.
Yeah, but my kids are the size of adults. So, you know, I count that.
Yeah.
I could pick adults I really like.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, yeah, with the three, like three of you.
I didn't say you couldn't pick your adults. So I guess that's true. All right.
What about you, Sandy?
I don't know. I really like river cruising. And I have a really good ability to like. Be oblivious to certain things and block out people. So if it's an annoying family member, I think I could sufficiently ignore any of my family members that I find annoying. So I'd probably do that. Okay. Cause yeah, I like river cruising a lot. So, All right. So now we're going to do like two extremes. We're going to either go to Alaska in the winter or the Caribbean in the winter, but it's too cold to swim. So are you cold or cold? Are you like really cold or just cold? George, what would you rather do?
What was the first option?
Alaska, but in the winter.
Up towards the Arctic Circle and go see.
So it's not a cruise, you know.
Aurora Borealis.
It's not, but if you're going to the Caribbean and it's so cold you can't swim, then what are you going to do there? At least if I'm going to Alaska, I know and I can bundle up. So I guess I'm going to Alaska in the winter.
Okay.
I mean, okay. It's not all that different for me. Not like you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You get snowed in a lot. Anna, what about you?
I love snow. Alaska in the winter, hands down.
Nice.
If it's the Caribbean and it's too cold to even swim or do anything, Alaska.
Yeah. I should have made it like Alaska in a heat wave, but all right. Hi. Donna, which one are you picking?
Honestly, I could go either way. I mean, I'll be diving and I just bring my wetsuit. So, you know, I don't go to the beach anyway, even, you know, usually when I'm in the Caribbean. So I do hikes and I go see, historical places and do foodie tours and things like that. So if it's too cold to swim, that's fine.
And but if you I go also Alaska, enjoy skiing.
If I go to Alaska, I can go skiing, snow skiing. So, you know, I'm good either way.
I feel like we should give a shout out to all the cool stuff there is to do in Alaska in the winter too, though.
Oh yeah. I would love to go snowmobiling.
Oh yeah. On like a frozen lake. Yeah.
Snowmobiling or you know, go out and do the midnight photography, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Iditarod dogs are going to...
The dog sledding? In the snow. In the snow, yeah.
Yeah. I did go to Alaska.
Stop to let them cool off.
Yeah, exactly. Northern Lights. Yeah, you mentioned the Aurora Borealis. So there's a lot of cool stuff. I know this wasn't really a trick question. I have been to Alaska in the winter and I loved it and I would totally go back. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't totally winter. It was like March. So it was more like it was that time of year when it was starting to get like 12 hours of nighttime and daylight. So it wasn't crazy.
It wasn't like eternal night.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, it was just like a winter destination. But it was awesome. I really did love it.
So is that your choice then? Are you choosing Alaska in the winter?
Yeah, probably. I do like Donna's point about all the cool stuff you can do in the Caribbean that you really, it's kind of hot to do that in the summer. So you know, that's a good point, but I think I'm always going to choose Alaska. I always want to go back. So, yeah. All right. This is the last one. So kind of a short episode tonight, but would you rather spend a day of your vacation volunteering at an animal shelter, which could also mean like cleaning up and, you know, walking dogs and all that kind of stuff, or do an excursion where they have you eat only things that you find in the wild, like bugs? Donna, which would you rather do?
Oh, dogs. Dogs, 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 dogs. Always
even cleaning up after the dogs? Cleaning up?
I have a dog. I have to clean up after my dog. I put him in the shower with me, you know. I get him all cleaned up. Oh, yeah. No, dogs all the way.
I have a feeling that's going to be the answer. All right, George, what would you rather do?
Two doggos.
Yeah.
I'm not eating bugs.
Yeah.
No.
Anna, you're not eating bugs either?
No, I'm not. I'll clean up after... No, I will clean up after dogs before I eat bugs. No.
I've mucked stalls. I've done things like that. So, yeah, animals are not a big deal.
Okay. I mean, I'm all about puppy dogs, too. So.
And then on top of that, it's also volunteerism. So it makes you feel good on the inside.
Yeah. Actually, one time I was coming back from, I forget where I was coming back from, but there was somebody in the customs line in front of me with a dog, and they were bringing it back. It was like a rescue dog, and somebody had adopted it from some island, and they were being like the courier for this dog, which is kind of cool. I know. It's really cool.
Sweet.
All right. So four for the dogs. Yeah. Everyone's all about the animal shelters. All right. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thanks, Anna, for hanging out with us again.
Yes, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And on behalf of Donna, George, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.